week, we started the Gemara on Daf Tes on the base. It has the halacha of Pagin and Mu'ir. Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. He says that this is Pagin and Mu'ir, the case that a man comes and testifies that he participated in Mishkat Zohar with another man. Pliny Ravani Lird Saini. If he says Pliny Rabba Oisi Rihonsi, they say he skied me, so he did another. He did the Aver with me. Last week, we started the Gemara on Daf Tes on the base. It has the halacha of Pagin and Mu'ir. Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. He says that this is Pagin and Mu'ir, the case that a man comes and testifies that he participated in Mishkat Zohar with another man. Pliny Ravani Lird Saini. If he says Pliny Rabba Oisi Rihonsi, they say, he skied me, so he did another. He did the Aver with me, let's say, he gave me a haircut on Shabbos. So he did the Malacha. I didn't do the Malacha. He did the Malacha on me. I say, he came to, I invited him to come to my house, and he turned on the lights in my house. Of course I got, of course I'm believed to testify. He just, he did the Aver with my property. That's not a foolish, but if I say, Tony participated in Mishkan Zohar with me, so I'm saying that I'm also a Baal Aveir. So I'm saying I'm Chaylis, so I'm saying he's Chaylis. So of course I'm not going to get enough. You have to have two agents. So I'm one of the agents, and then we have another person testifying also. The Pliny Rabba Oisi Lird Saini. So of course I cannot testify about myself. So I'm not kosher ladies about myself. So you're left only with Eid Echad about me, the other lady. Eid Echad is not going to give an Einish Misa. That's for sure, I'm not going to get an Einish Misa. Shaila is whether Pliny will get an Einish Misa. So Yosef says no, because Eid Echad is not my Rosha. You can't accept my Eid Echad about myself. And maybe you can't accept the Eid Echad about the other person either. It's the Eid Echad about himself. And Rabbi says no, just that Pagin and Nibur, although you cannot accept the testimony that I said about myself, that I am Chai Misa, that I'm a Baal Aveir, you can't accept the other half of the testimony that I said about the Pliny, that he's Chai Misa. And the Gemara continues. So all the Rishonim want to understand, how can it be Pagin and Nibur that we accept instead of being Haggadah Seder, that he's Chai Misa and I'm Chai Misa, we both participated in an Aveir together. Not Stam that he says, he was Mahal Shabbos and I was Baal Eishasid. Two unrelated stories. He was Mahal Shabbos and Parshas Noyam, and I was Mahal Shabbos and Parshas Lechem. Two unrelated stories. No. He says, we did the Aveir together. We participated together. How can it be that Bezdin accepts one half of the story? And the other half of the story they don't accept. That's the direct contradiction to the Halacha of Eid Shabbatim Miksos of Abukur. That's the problem that all the Rishonim want to figure out earlier. So last week we discussed the Shittas HaRaivit. Raivit says the only time Rabbit has this Hiddush, the only time you have the exception to the rule that you don't apply is when he's a Baldova. Because the person who's testifying about himself is not considered an aid apostle. A Baldova doesn't have a shame aid at all, doesn't get off the ground. And the whole deal of Eidu Shabbat and Shabbat and Shabbat and Shabbat, the writer claims is an extension. There is a positive in Kodesh, there is a say, there is no positive that says, like Gemara Merubah, by the top of Perek Shvi, Perek Merubah. So the Gemara has such a deal, Eidu Shabbat and Shabbat and Shabbat. Where did the Gemara get it from? So the writer, quoted by the Rosh, explains it's an extension of the deal of Nim Tzachim and Eidim Karva Kodesh. That if you have three or more witnesses testifying, and one of them turns out to be Apostle A, so we consider the whole Haggadah Seder of all of the three, of all of the 100, Afila Meir, 100 witnesses, all considered one big Haggadah, and you throw out the Eidus of one of them, so you have to throw out the Eidus of the other 99 also. So that's the same as one person giving a long story, and part of the story has to be thrown out for some reason or another. So that's called Eidus Shabbat and Mitzvah, the Tzavos. You have to throw out the rest of it. You can't accept part and reject part. So the writer says, Pshat and Rabba, when do you say you cannot accept part and reject part? That's only if the part that's rejected is Eidus Psula. What if it doesn't have a shame aid at all? Then we had the story from the Tumim that was quoted by the deceased, by the six people, Cheresh Adin Kotten, and Ebed Isha Akum, they don't have a shame aid at all. If you have three or more witnesses, and one of them is no good because Tereshot and the Kod and Ebed Akanishon, you don't say Batim Mitzos of the Kod, you don't say Yim Sefer Mered and Karakos. These six people don't have a shame aid at all. So the Rebbe said the same is true regarding a Baldova. Baldova doesn't have a shame aid at all. So the Rebbe limits the law. The only time he applies Batim Mitzos of the Kod is Baldova, on the person himself. Then the Gemara said, Ashayla, what about Ishti? What about Ishti? So the Gemara says, Ishto is also Baldova. It's also considered. Ishto is also called Baldova. What about Mamono? So the Gemara says, no. Odom Karbeitz of Atzma, Beidon and Karbeitz on Mamono. That was 15 lines from the top of that Yudam and Aleph. That if he says, Tloyim, Rova, Shori, the Tloyim will not get on Ishmisa, because since I'm not never to say on the shore. So we say, Eidu Shabbat from the Tzos of Bapu Kulas, he can't even accept my testimony on the Plaini. So the shore for sure will not get Eidu Shmisa based on my Havarah Sedis. And the Plaini will also not get because he can't apply. He can't say Pagili Bura to any other Sul other than Baldobur or Ishta. Ishta is also Baldobur. That's the Shikas Arayu. All the other Rishayim disagree. Allah Almighty said we don't pass like the Raivin. The Pesach of the year writes explicitly against the Raivin. Pesach writes 1-6 lines from the bottom. The bottom Pesach on Tess on the base, on that Tess on the base, but the 6 lines from the bottom, they write the Dovah Poshet. The Teda, you should know that if my sister is married to a Kohen, and I say, Ploini, Ona, says, Ha-Khoisi, so you'll say, Pagilin the Gura, and I'll be believed the Gabi the Ploini, I won't be believed the Gabi Akhoisi, etc., etc., etc. They give a whole story. They still have another question, that Pagilin the Gura applies even to the soul of her sister, even to Akhoisi, not like the writer. The writer says, Pagilin the Gura is only Atzmai, Baldover. Baldover doesn't have a shame name. But Ishta Nesua, because Ishta Nesua is also Ishta Kibufoi, also has the status of Baldover. But any other benefit, it'll be the same as Mamon, it'll be the same as Bento, that you say, Pakir. Eidu Shabbat Mitzos of the Kula. Since he cannot accept the testimony with Gabi the sisters, he cannot also accept the Gabi the Plaini. He won't say Pagi the Kula. So Rav Harishanim agreed with Texas, and they're not all like they're right. How do they understand the Din of Pagi the Kula? It's the exact contradiction to the Din of Eidu Shabbat Mitzos of the Kula. Just the opposite. So Texas, Rav Baruch Beck quotes in the name Rav Chaim, the Pshat. Representing, I don't know why the Rishonim didn't explain it. Often the Rishonim say it. If you hear what Rav Chaim had to say, then you look in the Tosfos and you look in the Shulchan Kovetz, and all the Rishonim say, but no one poses the question so sharply, gives the answer of Baruch Beck, what's Rav Chaim said. Here the Tosfos quotes a story from Baba Basra. Here this long Tosfos, I'm testing out, Baba Basra dot Kuf Lamed Aleph on the fourth line of the Tosfos. The Gemara has it like this. Let's say, we know there's a couple in the neighborhood. We know for the last 10 years the couple is married. They always go together. It's obviously we weren't there at the Hasanet, but we know they're noik, they're ish and ishta, so it looks like they're married. One fine day, the wife wants to remarry. She says the husband divorced her, she wants to remarry. So the woman is not nemenis to stay in Garashti. It's the Chadov Shabiyeva. Just like to establish that a woman was Niskatsha, you have to have to wait it. To say that she is an Eshesish is the Chadov Shabiyeva, you have to have two witnesses. So too, to take a woman who's the Cheskes Eshesish and to establish that she's a Pruya now, that she's a Grusha, that also requires two Kashrei. Unless the woman says in the presence of her husband, she says in the presence of her husband, Gerashtani, you divorced me. So then the Gemara says, we have an umdina eish and ease of panahav disney barah. The woman would never have so much gall, so much chutzpah to say in the presence of her husband, Gerashtan. So then she's nemenis, not because she's nemenis, it's a rubid alaysa kamon. It's an umdina nemuchach that it's so. She must be telling the truth. That's what the Ramah writes in Ebenezer, quotes from the Rishonim, that he's not so convinced that Islam has said that it applies, because there's more chutzpah. As years go on, people have more spirit. Maybe the woman is Misha, he's upon her, Bifnei Baila, Lema Gerashtan. The woman does have, maybe the woman does have, but the Ramah does have, he's not saying, I was only close to the Haggai's mind when he read it like that. In the days of the Rishonim, there was more chutzpah. Today, for sure, there's more chutzpah than in the days of the Ramah. So, as far as that, a woman wouldn't be in a menace. A lot of umdiness in the Gemara changes. A lot of things that the Gemara has umdiness, a lot of umdiness changes. So Rejig made a whole fuss years ago. We once spoke about it. He made a fuss about the umdinis, about the Tavna Mesa Tandun and the Mesa Vangulu, about getting married and so on. He didn't say umdinis don't change. People misunderstood what he said. He said that umdine, that's based on a Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, that Riyas Odom or Riyas Chavo. It says when the Baruch Shalom created Chavo, he built this into her nature. So he said in umdine, that's in Parshas Bereishis, that's not going to change. It's not fun that the Chazal made a survey and they came to this conclusion. Based on Riyas Odom, it was built into the Tera Hodom, so such an umdin is not going to change. But other umdinis, also Reiki himself said, many umdinis have changed. Remember he said, he wasn't so convinced that Nilsa Dalin in the gloom, Lord of Shakarish, he wasn't so convinced that that umdin applies to Manasseh. If the Khrushchev was in the United Nations, I really forgot the whole history. I think Kennedy asked in the United Nations, do you have missiles in Cuba or not? So he said no. So then he showed the photographs of the missiles in Cuba, the way they were aimed toward the United States. So he said, look, the people get up in front of the international television, the United Nations in front of everybody, and he says, he wipes his face and goes like that. He wasn't embarrassed, Khrushchev wasn't embarrassed. And they said so many lies. All the diplomats in the United Nations, they say so many lies all over the world. Nothing means anything. So Russell Reagan wasn't so convinced that sometimes when you say you need 280, he said, a person will never say a lie if he can get caught red-handed in the lie. He's going to be dead embarrassed. He said he's not so convinced that that umdin applies to his manazim. Anyway, so the Gemara has like this. If the wife says in the threat, we know that the woman is b'ches to say she's sick. She's been living in a neighborhood for 10 years with her husband, so we know that she's married. Then one fine day she says she's divorced, she's going to marry somebody else. But we almost believe the woman. So Hadova should be able to say she's misgarisha. You have to have two agents to testify. Unless the woman says in the presence of her husband, gerashtani, so then the Gemara says, Bismana Gemara at least, there was a din, we assume the woman will never have so much truth to say in the presence of the husband. And today the women are embarrassed of the husband, it probably wouldn't be so bad. So the Gemara says we know that she's telling the truth. Okay. What if the husband says, Gerashtich? What if the husband says? So the Gemara says, Dear Rabbi Basra, Kuf Ramanah, that's what Tesis is quoting. The husband says, Gerashti es ishti nemon habal shama, Gerashti es ishti nemon, because biyodo nagarsha, it's a new deal. Biyodo nagarsha. He has a prayer, he can write it yet right now, and give it again this minute. But since he has the koyach biyodo, to give it again right now, he says, Gerashti es ishti, so he's nemon, despite the fact that he's dealing with the Dovish of the Erba, that's the law that biyodo is nemon. Whenever the din requires two aidin, like God should be able needs to aid him, but the person who's testifying has the other, he has control over the case, over the situation. He has in his power to bring about this result right now. So he is Nemo despite the fact that he's only an Eidah. You have such a Gemara later in Mominus as well. Gemara has on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. On Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. They're quoting us as Seth and Maisa Sheni, Tana Rabbana. And 10 lines from the top. Tana Rabbana. A man comes in, her father died, and he has a house full of things, house full of property. So one of the neighbors comes in and he says, you see the $1 million over there? Your father told me that that belongs to Yaakov. It doesn't belong to him. So the father says that after he dies, I should make sure that I give it to Yaakov. So the Tesefta says that the stranger is not Neman, he's only an Eidechot, and it's Dini Mominis. The father dies, so the Yarshim get a little money. The stranger comes in, the neighbor comes in, and he says that this money belongs to Yaakov. So he's not believed to say that. Omar Lehanecho, the man comes in and he tells me, certainly, I saw your father, sheep and voice. He was hiding all this money, the sheep that they believed of, he hid it away in a cabinet in the house. The Omar, he told me at the time, Shotloni hanging, the money belongs to so and so. So the Tesefta said, why is it shame? Same thing. So, Eloya Matlon, the man is not believed. What if he says, Fasodet? One who says like this, I once went for a walk with your father in the park, and your father dug a dig, but he walked 10 steps ahead and 5 steps to the right. He dug a hole under the tree, 6 feet under, he put in $1 million in a sack and he covered it up and he told me, I was the only one there, he told me that the money belongs to Yaakov. So, I'm lazy, I don't want to go to the park and dig it up, but I come and I tell the urchin, you should know, if you go there, you'll dig, you'll find $1 million, and it belongs to Yaakov. So if they go and they find the money, then they have to give it to Yaakov. Because the stranger who came, he could have done it. He's the other. Something like a pesha, so not exactly, but it's along the same lines. It's called the other. Right. The other means he's a violent. He's the violent. A pesha, a peshita, I'm the one who created the problems. I'm the violent. So if I say a solution to the problem, I have the money. So it's something similar. Since it's the other, this stranger who comes in the middle of shiva and tells him if you go dig in the park, you find $1 million. And your father told me at the time that he put it there, it belongs to the icon. He could have got himself to dig up the money. He's too lazy to do it. So that's the halacha that biyado is neman by mominis, despite the fact that normally you need shnei edim. And the Gemara Bava Basra has biyado is neman by dovah shebi'er. Abal shama gerashti is tishti neman because biyado lagash. That's the halacha of biyado. Why are they different?
Because biyado, I guess, there's no way you think that there's a lie as soon as you don't give the get. They'll give the get.
The other,
it could be that he knows the money is there, but it's really not there. Just because
it's
gone, it's not the same.
The other. Could be the husband is also telling a lie. The husband says, "Rabbi Yashki."
But certainly, the other
gives
a get.
Once
he gives the get,
so he's
giving.
Right. He lost it. The other can go to the. I can go to the. Meaning, maybe that it's not his money. Yeah. It doesn't want the end. But I have control over the situation to see to it that Yaakov gets the money. Since I have control over it, you're right. They're not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. But Allah says that you see to the two Gemaras that we treat it the same. You're right. There's a lot in the Chalik, but we're not the Chalik. You're right. This is a perceptive. And the Achlamin is a perceptive. The other one is not a perceptive. The other one is a memory of Rabbi Yechon and the other one is an Amoyim. Maybe there are some Amoyim who don't equate the two. But Allah and Amoyim, so we pass them that they're the same. There is another biyada that's not the same. There is another biyada. There's Allah and the Gemara and Yevamos on that pay Zion. As a sukkah, and the way Pesach learns the Gemara, there's a major machloek in the Chachmi Svara, and the Chachmi Ashkenaz, and the Chabra, and the Ramo, how to read the Gemara.
Mark
came
by coin. The other one
says, I'm from Fakor. Right, right. That's the same in this Gemara Yivam. The din is a death of them on the Yisuri. You need two kashrayim by Mominis, and by Nefashis, and by Dovash of the Yerim. There's a pasuk by Mominis, Al-Pishneidim, Al-Pishloishayim, Yochum Dover. Then there's a pasuk by Nefashis, Al-Pishneidim, Al-Pishloishayim, Yumas Ameis. There's no pasuk by Dovash of the Yerim, but you learn Dover in Mominis, there's a Gzereshah, because it says, Kimotsubo Ervas Dover, and it says by Mominis, Al-Pishneidim, Al-Pishloishayim, Yochum Dover. So these three cases we have sukkah, that you need two kashrayim by Mominis and by Nefashis, and by Dov Shabir was the Xerishah. By Yisurim, the din is Eidechot is Nemo the Yisurim. So the Gemara says, however, Eidechot is Nemo the Yisurim, the way Tesis learns the Gemara, the way the Ramah passes in Yerudea. Eidechot, Nemo the Yisurim, but not Kineged Cheska Sisur. What if it's Kineged Cheska Sisur? So then Eidechot is not believed. What's an example of Kineged Cheska Sisur? What's an example of Kenega Cheska Sisa? Let's say the person, there's a jar that has papers in it, and it says that this is Maisa Shema. You know that this man, whenever he's Mapish Truma, he puts it in this jar that's labeled as Truma. And the Mishnah said used to have separate jars, containers that were labeled Truma, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Shema, Maisa Menah Maisa, Maisa Rani. He used to label it. Makes sense. So he has Maisa Shemi in the jar. Then the father dies and the children yashin it, and it looks like it's Maisa Shemi. Comes in and then a neighbor comes in from the neighborhood, the middle of Shiva, and he says, you should know that the jar that says Maisa Shemi, I was there when your father was created the Maisa Shemi. So you don't have to be toilet again, you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And the money is in another jar. There's another jar that says, Mois Maisa Shem. Kesef Maisa Shem. So he says that the payers that are in this jar are already lived through, and you don't have to make a pigeon again. So the question is this stranger believed or not? When you say it, Echad Ben Elisa. So it comes out from the Gemara, no? Because they say Echad Keneged Cheskasisa, because we know that it was at one time Maisa Sheni, and the Echad is not Bagloim Keneged HaChazor. It's not believed Keneged Cheskasisa. So the Gemara asked the question, Nai Maisa, so what about Behemoth B'chayeho B'cheskasisa Rashoichet Shechtzebeinu? And he tells us that he shechted properly. We don't know, he was the only one there. We didn't have other shochtim watching. He was all by himself. Shochet Beinon Beinon. So we believe him. No, look, you have to have two people watching when a person shechted them. So how does the shechted believe to say that he shechted properly? Heidechet, and we think, the Heidechet keneged achazaka. No, the behemoth b'chayeha b'cheska sisir, and that is, the animal before he shechted is b'cheska sisir. So the Gemara answers, no, that's biyodo. Since the shechet has the ability to shech the animal, so he is believed. Or let's say, I have my sasheni in the jaw, and I'm still alive, I didn't die yet. I have my sasheni in the jaw. Somebody comes to my home, I say, have a little fruit. He says, what, are you giving me my sasheni? Fruits to you shall I? You're not allowed to? I say, no, I was pointed at it. I was quite in the Maisa Sheni. So the din is, I am believed to say, if I'm Allah, I'm the Bailin, I am believed to say I was quite in the Maisa Sheni because it's Biyadi. The Bailin has the ability to be quite in the Maisa Sheni. The stranger does not have the ability to be quite in my Maisa Sheni without my authorization, without my permission. But the Bailin has the ability to be quite in Maisa Sheni. Or let's say the Shoichet, Shech to the Bailin, he sends it to the butcher. I go to the butcher and he says that he traded the flesh. He removed the Chutei Chelev and he removed the Chutei Dam. You can't just salt an animal. You salt the animal so the blood and the capillaries will come out by salting. But the blood and the arteries are not going to come out. You have to yank out. You have to pull out the big arteries. So the butcher says he removed all the arteries that are supposed to be removed. He removed all the chelev that's supposed to be removed. Whatever's left is kosher chelev. Shuma. Whatever's left is kosher fat. That's okay. So how do I believe him? I know that every animal has chelev and has dam. So how do I believe the butcher? Well, he has to have two witnesses. He has to have someone else watching when he does the nikur ha-chelev ha-dam. So the answer is given by the Rishayim, no. It's a neidechot, even though it's a neidechot keneged ha-chazaka, but it's the other. So whenever it's the other, a neidechot keneged ha-chazaka is good. So that's a different kind of the other. That's a different word. The word over there is, and the dinim are not the same either. The word over there is that Eirechad Keneged HaChazaka, whenever he's contradicted by the Chazaka has it that this animal used to be awesome. So is that Chazaka considered contradicting the Eirechad? So the answer is no. If he has control, he had control over the situation. The Sheikhid could have shechted the animal properly. So you can't consider that Chazaka is being in contradiction. It's not Soisen. It's not contradicting the Eidechot, because he has control over the Chazaka. It was the Yodah to undo it. So whenever it's Eidechot, can I get a Chazaka, but it's the Yodah, you can't consider that Chazaka is Soisen. It's not in spirit to the Eidechot. It's a different word. It's not the same as over here, but the Yodah has Nemonis. Here we're talking about a case where you need Shnei Eidim. And Mamanis in each name, but on Dachmami, Mark quoted the first chapter in Maisa Sheni, sometimes they echoed his belief whenever the other is a new Nemonis, so violent. Since he could have gone to the park and dug under the tree, and he could have gotten out $1 million to give it to Pliny, he didn't bother to do it, but since it's Biyodo, so he has Nemonis. So Nuna Manus are violent. The same thing, but Baal Shama Gerash Nishti, the other, is never because he hasn't been violent. There it's only Neman if it's still the other. Let's say the husband says, Gerash Nishti a month ago. It's not the yodo of the husband today to give his wife a get today to divorce her ex post facto as of a month ago. But the Baal says, that's the Gemara Baba Basra, that says, of course, Kutma Manala. A Baal Shema Gerashti Asishti. In the past, he says, I gave my wife a get a month ago, he will not be believed as of a month ago. That's not the yodo. The yodo of Afreya is no good. By the butcher, the yodo of Afreya is good. Let's say the Shoche gives me the flesh, and he says that he shechted it properly. It's no longer the other. The Shoche doesn't have the ability to shech the dead animal. It was the other. A couple of hours ago, before, while the animal was still alive, at that time it was the other to shech the animal. So that's okay. The other the Mafreya is Bagloit over there, because there it's not a word that there's an amonis of the other. The other word is Eilecha, Kenegar HaZok is Ein Alemon, but whenever it's Biyodi, I can control it. So you don't consider the HaZok as being a contradiction to the Eilecha. So blackness and Eilecha, that's not Kenegar HaZok. HaZok is not only Kenegar. That's the word. Even if it's Biyodi Lamachar, it was Biyodi yesterday, it's also considered Biyodi. But here it's a different deal of Biyodi, not to be confused. Here it's a different word. That the Yodai is Nemon, even though by Mominus and by Dovah Shabierko, by the Nefoshes, we don't have any Yodai. Not the Malka case, but by Mominus and by Dovah Shabierko, in each Nei Eden Sheirim to testify, but if it's the Yodai, then it's a new Parsha of Nemonus. It's a new Allah. Pardon me? Also the Mishnah. Also the Yodai. Yeah. So the Gemara is a whole discussion. Yeah, that's a complicated Gemara. The different interpretations of that Gemara, what's going on? But one thing you see from that Gemara is based on these clauses. It's based on these clauses. So now the Gemara in Baruch Asra has a sofe. What if the Baal Shama Girashti is Ishti, the husband, we know the couple is Becheskas married. And one fine day the husband says, Girashti is Ishti. So the Gemara says he's Neman, because the other Lagash, he has a Neman. What if he says, Girashti is Ishti a month ago, Girashti is Ishti a year ago? So the husband should be believed that as of a year ago, she's not married to him anymore, that we don't believe it. It's not the Yodo now to do anything in the world that will cause it to become the Gureshis Milam Afreya. But the Gemara has declared, the Gemara is Masupik, Abal Shem Gerash Nisishti, as of a month ago, will we at least believe what he said in Kamal HaFor? Forget about Lam Afreya. We're not going to believe the husband that Gerash Nisishti as of a month ago. Can we at least accept half of what he said, then we can't allow both. She wants to remarry now. Forget about what happened in the past. She wants to remarry now. Can we believe what the husband said, that we can't allow both, she should be allowed to remarry. So the Gemara has a story. What's the story? The Gemara declares, what's the shaila? What's the shaila? Why don't you say, come even the poorer? What's the problem? Although you cannot accept what he said, that Girashi Sishti as of a month ago, Fabir Nibura, the Kamalabo, you should accept. So the Gemara says no. Maybe. Also there's a dina. Aidish is Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. The man gives an emonis on a whole story, and part of it cannot be accepted, but then the dina is you can't accept the other party.
You
That's the opposite. Pagina dina means the hefta cannot be accepted is thrown out, and the hefta can't be accepted is accepted. Aidish is Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula just the reverse, but since part of it cannot be accepted, you cannot accept all. So the contradictory. So which do you apply? So the Gemara says over here, Ashayla. Maybe, should I say, Pagina Dibur, Habal Shama Gerashi Sishti as of a month ago, so we cannot believe what he said retroactively, she should be considered the Gureshi as of a month ago. Can we believe what he said now? Should I say, Pagina Dibur, the half that can be accepted should be accepted, the half that has to be thrown out? Or should I say no? When you say Pagina Dibur, betray Gufi, when you're talking about two people. Loini Ravani, Lirinsaini. So I'm saying Aidis on myself, I'm saying Aidis on the Loini. Since we're talking about two different people, then you say, Pagina Dibur. And then you talk about the same husband, the same wife, just a question of time. He says, Girashti Asishti a month ago. So since you're talking the same people, so you can't split it in there. That's the Gemara's advice. Maybe you only say Pagina Dibur, betray Gufi, when there's two people, two bodies involved, Ani Loini. But when it's Chad Gufi, you don't say Pagina Dibur, because it's an arbitrary chilik. So Rav Chaim says, no, this is the solution to the problem. This is it. This is the answer. That's what Baruch Ber points out. Then after he points it out, you look at the Rishonim, that's what all the Rishonim say. What is the idea of Pagina Dibur? When do you say Batu Mitzasa Batu Kula? When do you say the opposite of Pagina Dibur? So it's Poshu. Rav holds, when I testify, Pliny Ravani, Lirzaini, true. Let's say I say, Pliny was Mechalon Shabbos, and I was Eved Avodah Zarah. I come with another 8 echos. We both say the same thing. We were both watching when Shmuel was Mechal Shabbos. We were both watching when I was Eved Avodah Zarah. So you're going to say, Eidah Shabbatu Mitzasa Batu Kula? No, it has nothing to do with anything. I said one story about Shmuel was Mechal Shabbos, and I said a totally different story. I was Eved Avodah Zarah. So that's not Eidah Shabbatu Mitzasa Batu Kula. They're two different Haggadah Seidahs. They're totally unrelated. Even though he says that both of the stories, Tefet and Dibur, he runs into Bezin with the other eight, and they say both Tefet and Dibur, he can't say Batu Mitzos Batu Kula. The stories are totally unrelated. But here is another mice. He says, Pliny, Rabba, Oisi, Liritzoini. So this, you can't say it's two different stories. It's mamsh the same story. We both participated in the Aveir together. Without me, we wouldn't be doing the Aveir. Without him, I wouldn't be doing the Aveir. Mishkav Zohar, you have to have the two bodies. You have to have two people. So on the one hand, it's one Haggadah, but on the other hand, it's two different Egoyas. There's an Eidus on him, then there's an Eidus on me. And the Eidus on him, I'm a detail, I'm a footnote in the story. We say he practiced Mishkav Zohar. The question is, with whom? With me. So that's a footnote. And the story about me, I say, I practiced Mishkav Zohar, so he's a footnote in my story. But basically, the two different Egoyas, it's one big Haggadah Seidus. So that's what most of the Rishonim hold, is the meaning of Bakul of Talgin and Diburim. That you don't apply Eidah Shabbatu Mitzosa Bakul Kula if it's two different Eidahs. You don't say Haggadah Shabbatu Mitzosa Bakul Kula. Just because it's one big Haggadah, it is one big Haggadah. The Eidahs, but the two different Eidahs. There's one Eidahs on Pliny, one Eidahs on me, all included in one big Haggadah. So we usually use that expression. We don't say Haggadah Shabbatu Mitzosa Bakul Kula. We say Eidah Shabbatu Mitzosa Bakul Kula. So that's what the Gemara means. In Baba Basra Kuf Ramanai. When do you say Talgina Libura if it's betrayed Rufin? Not stand an arbitrary chilik. No, this is the whole part. This is the definition of the Gemara. This is what it means, Talgina Libura. When you're dealing with trade goof, it means it's an Eidus on him and an Eidus on me. So the Eidus on me is not accepted. The Eidus on him is accepted. And if the Eidus on him, there's no Bakul Mitzosa. The Eidus on me, you throw the whole thing out. So that's what the Gemara says. When can you say Pagin Libura if it's two different Egoyim? But if it's one Eidus, the same story, the man says Gerash Yisishti Lifnei Chodesh. So there are no two different Egoyim. It's Mamish one Eidus, it's one Agada with one Eidus. So you can't split. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe the Eidus should say Bakum Exos, Bakum Kul. What is it thought to say otherwise? The Gemara is specific there. It's an Ibaya in the Gemara. If the Baal Shema Gerash Yisishti a month ago, do you say Batla Mitzosa Batla Kula? Because you can't say Pagina Dibur because it's betray Gufi. But Mamish, the opposite, this is Batla Mitzosa Batla Kula. Or should I say, no, you can't accept Mikara Labo. What's the tzad to say that you can't accept? But Mamish Batla Mitzosa Batla Kula. Well, how is it possible to say otherwise? That Apila Bechad Gufo, you do say Pagina Dibur. Rav Chaim says, and that's what the Rishon says, that's the whole voice of Pagina Dibur. That it only applies when it's Trey Goofy. So the voice is a different one. Rabbi Chana fills in the missing line. The voice is a different one of Baba Basra. When do we have the whole din of Eidah Shabbatu Mitzosa Batla Kula? Where is the mocker of Eidah Shabbatu Mitzosa? We had it just, we said it's an extension of the din of Din Sechem and Eidim Korba Kosa. If you have a kata with 3 Eidim or 100 Eidim, and one of them is no good, one of them is a Korba, a Russian, so not only can you not accept his Haggadah, even the Haggadah of the other 99 is also not accepted. So that Pasuk is written in the Chumash by Mominus, it's written by the Foshes, it can apply to Dovah Shadiyar, but Dovah Dovah Mimomin. That's a normal Nemonis of Haggadah Seidus. Here we're talking about a different and irregular parsha of Nemonis. This is not standard. Habal Shama Gerash Kis Ishti, the Baal is the Haneid Echod, and the Baal is the Harelative, he's the Korban, he's the Moldova, he really shouldn't be believed. Based on the rules and regulations of Hilchos Seidus, he should not be believed. It's a new parsha of Nemonis of Biyodo. It's a different parsha of Nemonis. So that's the Gemara's Sophic. Does it then of Eidus Shabbatu Mitzasa Batla Kula apply to the Nemanis of the other? It's a different parasha of Nemanis. The whole mocker of the din of Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula is that it's an extension of the din of Nimzachad and Eidim Karva Pasul. Nimzachad and Eidim Karva Pasul is Noyik, the Ksukim and the Chumash. That's when you need two kosher Eidim. Then by Mominus, by Nefashim, by Dovah Shabbiyam. So there, by those three cases, Mominus, Nefashim, Dovah Shabbiyam, there there's a din of Bottom mitzvahs of Batul Kula. But maybe by the demonis of the other, maybe the cloud is not in a bottom mitzvahs of Batul Kula. You don't even have to command the Pagina Dibura. Not that the Gemara is specific, maybe you'll say Pagina Dibura Bechad Gufa. No, that's out of the question. That's the whole definition of Pagina Dibura. You're dealing with Trey Gufa. Trey Gufa, so there's no problem. Eidus, Shabbat, it's one big Haggadah, but it's two different Eidus. An Eidus on him and an Eidus on me. We're interconnected. We're talking about the same story. He needed me to do the Aveira. I needed him to do the Aveira. So it is related. It's not like saying he was Mechal Shabbos and I was Eidus Aveira. They're totally unrelated. They're two different Haggadahs. Here it's one big Haggadah, but with two separate Eidus. So that's Robin's part and Agamari say, Pagini Dibura. You can't say Eidus. Shabbat from Mitzvah Shabbat from Kula. This Eidus on him was never in his battle at all. No aspect of it was in his battle. And the Gemara is mistook that by the Baal Shama Gerash the Sishti a month ago, should I say, hey, it's all Chad Gufa. Chad Gufa that you can't say. Pagina Dibur. You have to say Baal Shama Mitzvah Shabbat from Kula. So you can't accept anything. Or should I say, no, over here, even though it's Chad Gufa, I will accept whatever I can. Why? Because there's no deal of Batul Mitzvah Shabbat from Kula. It's a different Emanus. It's not an Emanus of Eidus, it's an Emanus of the other. It's in Gans and a different marsh. That's what you have to say. This group of Rishonim, all the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, all the regular Rishonim, only the Raivid and those who are excited about the Raivid. So a few Rishonim like the Raivid. But Ruba, the Ruba of the Rishonim do not learn like the Raivid. Ruba, the Ruba learn like Rashi and Tosfos. That the din of Pagina Dibura is not restricted only to Baldova and to Ishti Kigufa is right to Baldova. They learn the whole Gemara differently. How do they read the Gemara? So you start off with Rava's din. The man says, Loini Rava Oisi, Liritsoini, Pagina Dibura, we believe what I said is about Loini. I said about myself, you can't accept. But what I said about Pliny, you can't accept. Now the Gemara has a shaila. We'll continue. We'll get back. So on the top line, the Gemara has Amar Robert. What about Pliny go alishi? Who we are and start from the harga with all the harga. Mike Mashkelon Pagin Dibur. How did you just said it? So repeat. So the Gemara name. Mahu the tamer, one might have thought, only time Rabbi says Pagin and Dibur is autumn for Beit Alaksmer Aminon. Eitz Elishtoi, Loi Aminon. I would think there's no word of autumn for Beit Elishtoi. It's Kamashma on Rabbi that it's the same. What do you mean? What does it mean you wouldn't say autumn for Beit Elishtoi? So the Tesis talks about it. Rashi, Tesis, both say the same. What do you mean? You don't say autumn for Beit Elishtoi? Often a Mishnayis later. Balkish, this Mishnayis. The husband is possible Eidus, against the wife, for the wife, not only possible to the wife, possible to the wife's brother, to the wife's father, to the wife's cousin. Balkishta is possible Eidus to the wife's relatives. Of course there's a deal there, Balk's possible Eidus. So what if the Gemara Mesupit, what he say, Adam Karbeitz Elishta, so Rashi and Tyson say no. Mao the Tamer, that the special deal of Ein Adam Eis Matzmai Rosh only goes on Atzmai, doesn't go on Ishtoi, so you should, rather than say Pagila Nibura, we should really say Nigur the Nehem and Lahar God, Nehem and Lahar God. That since I, together with the other person, and then want him to give Einish Misa to the Pliny, I say Pliny was Mazana with my wife. So the other fellow, you have to have two Eidus, so me and another person. So me and the other person, I believe, would got me the Pliny. So I would have thought, Migu, the Nehem and the Har Go, in the Pliny, the Nehem and the Har Go, to the wife, Amigu, Sanai Vos and Amigu. Eidish and his kind of Mitzasa, what kind of word? Eidish and his kind of Mitzasa and his kind of Kula. So Mao the Tema, the such a din. So Kamash Mulan, that you don't say like that. He's only, you don't say Migu, the Nehem and the Har Go. What kind of a world have I been? Why should you say such a thing? And then the Gemara concludes, yeah, but that's only by Yishto you don't say, by Kroyim you don't say. But by the Behemah it is correct. They live, around 15 lines from the top. What did the Gemara tell the story? What about if I testify on my own shore? Then my shore was Harga Sa'adam. So Shor Harga Sa'adam is a shore and Iskop. Or my shore was involved in Mishka Behemah. So the din is also a shore and Yerva is in Tom's Kilo. So if the Baal HaShor himself, if I say that I was Avodah Ben Zor, say you don't believe me, Ein Olam Eis Matz Merosh. So if I say my Shor is Chayv Stila, because it was involved in the Gicha, or was involved in the Mishka Behemis, also, Kemisa Sabayim and Tachmiz Ashor. We learn that from the Pasuk in Mishpatim, that says, the Gam Bol of Yom, Ashor Yisokel, the Gam Bol of Yom. What does it mean? So Hazal says it's a Hekesh. It says, Misa Sashor, right next to Misa Sabayim, the one Pasuk, that's the din of the Hekesh. So we say, Misa Sabayim, Kach, Misa Sashor. Just like Misa Sodom Atzmo. He's not back loyp to say upon himself that I'm Chayv Misa. So to Misa Sashor. What do you mean? The Shor is not back loyp. The Balam Shor is not back loyp. The Bala Shor is not believed to say that the Shor is Chayv Stila. So that's Mishnayis like that. That says, Al-Pi Abaylan. If the Baylan testifies against the Shor, that the Shor is Chayv Stila because it was involved in Harigas HaNefesh, or the Shor was involved in Mishka Beina, so the Baal is not believed on the Shor. So the Shor is not going to get to it. But I say, Ploini Rova Shori. So what could I say over here? So if I just say, my Shor is Chayv Stila, so I'm not believed. If I say Ploni Rava Shori, so the Gemara says, in that case, Migu de Mehemen Laharo Ges Ploni, Mehemen Laharo Ges Ashor, and the Shor does get Stila, period. That's the conclusion according to Rashi, Taisis, the Ramban, and Rav HaRishon. Just the opposite from the Ravid. Last week we learned the Ravid Shita, that the Ravid learned Pshat in the Gemara, that the only time you say Pagina Dibur is by Balgovar, or by Bal Kishta, because it's also a Balgovar. But any other case, you'll say the reverse. You say, Eidish Abatum Iksas Abatum. So the Ravid says, when I come and I say Tloni Rava Es Shori, not only with the Shor, the Ravid learns, not only does the Shor not get Stila, because Nisa Ban Kach Nisa Shor, I'm not believed to give myself Nisa, so I'm not believed to give the Shor Nisa. But not only will the Shor not get Nisa, the Ploini will also not get Nisa, because it's not Baldovar, and you can't apply Pagin and Nibur, you got to apply the other cloud of Eidu Shabbat and Mitzvah, and the Ploini is part of also. That's how the Ravid read. Other Pashto, other Pashto, Rabbi was Pashto to Shaila, other Karbet Salachim, the Eidon Karbet Salamonoi. So therefore you say, Eidon Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lukuba, the Shor is also Pashto. But the Ravid writes this as a Hasog against the Rambam. But the Rambam learns like Rashi and Tezim, just the Hatev. The Nigu, the Mehemen, Lahar, Reges, Ploim, the Mehemen, Lahar, Reges, Hashor. So what does that mean? Means the Havamina from before. The Gemara thought maybe by Yishtoi, Mao de Tema on the third line from the top, on the fourth line from the top of Yudah Merale. Mao de Tema, Odom Karvei Tzalatzmai Amina. And the previous case on Tesson is based, Odom Karvei Tzalatzmai. Aber Eitzel Yishtoi, Loi Amina. What do you mean Eitzel Yishtoi, Loi Amina? Of course Odom Karvei Tzalatzmai. So Rashi and Tesson both said, no, maybe you shouldn't say Pagina Nibura. Maybe you should say Niga de Mehemel Lohargo Lefloini. Nehemen laharoi ges ishtoi. Why? Edishin is kind of miktos and it's kind of kulo. So kamash malon that you don't say that. That you say pagina nibur. But by the shore you do say like that. That's the most you do say. What's going on over here? What's the vort over here? What kind of a migu? Where did they get this migu from? Migu the nehemen laharga. Nehemen laharga. What kind of a havamina? And then it's not just a fleeting havamina. The maskon is like that. By the shore you do say like that. How can it be? Where does that din come from? So Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful view on this Gemara. Pashup Shat in the Gemara, the Pirish Amilas. Rabbi Chanan usually gives the Pashup Shat. So he says the Pshat that we started saying before. I say, Loini Rava Oisi. So I say, he did an Aveir, he's Chai Nisa, and I did an Aveir, I'm Chai Nisa. It's really two different Eidoyas. But it's one big Haggadah. I mean, we're talking about the same Aveir. He needed me, and I needed him. We both participated together in the same Aveir. It's not like I said, he was Mahal Shabbos, and I was Aveir. These are two totally unrelated stories. It's mamish the same story. I did the Aveir with him, and he did the Aveir with me. So basically, it's two different Eidoyas, but it's one big Haggadah. So how do we task him? How do Rashi and Tezor, all the Mishnah, task him? Pagin and Ibu, what does it mean? The Eidus on the Ploini we will accept, but the Eidus on me, two different Eidoyas, so the Eidus on me cannot be accepted. There's only one Eid effort, the other Eid, there's only Eid effort. My Eidus on myself is not accepted at all. But the Eidus that I say on Ploini, that is accepted. So we have two Eidim on Ploini. The Ploini is going to get it. So when I give the Haggadah Eidus on Ploini, Ploini is the Baldovah. I'm not the Baldover in that story. He's the Baldover we're discussing. When I say that, I've got to say this, that I'm Chayiv Nisa, I'm the Baldover, I'm the center of attraction. I'm the Nidon. We're discussing, am I Chayiv Nisa or not? So then I'm the Baldover. So that Edis you can't accept, I'm the Baldover. But the Edis I'm playing and you can't accept, I'm not the Baldover. That's like saying, he came into my life and he came into my house on Shabbos and he turned on the light. Or he gave me a haircut on Shabbos. I'm saying he did the Aver. I'm not saying I didn't do any Aver. He did the Aver with my body. So he's the Baldover, I'm not the Baldover. Just because he's using my body. So what I believe, I with the other eight are believed to say that he practiced Mishkav Zohar, we are believed. Now as a footnote in that, I've got to say this, there's a makes a Drisha Lahakir. When did it happen? He's a Mokam, he's his man. Then they say, who did he do the Mishkav Zohar with? So I say, with me. And it happened. And he was a Goyin, he said, Beratzen, who is Beratzen? It's all a footnote, it's all Drisha Lahakir and Bedikis. So Bezen accepts the whole HaGadah Seydis. There's nothing wrong, why not? They can accept that HaGadah Seydis. It's a footnote. I'm not a Baldover as far as that's concerned. He's the Baldover. I'm just, he used my body to do the Aveiros. I can say, like I say, he turned on my light on Shabbos, he gave me a haircut on Shabbos. I say, he did Mishkav Zohar. So yes, when was it? I tell him, the Zman and the Mokam and everything. Then they say, who did he do it with? He did it with me. Was it Goyin or Beratzen? I say, it was Beratzen. Oh, everything. They accept everything. So now the Shaila is, Miga de Mehemel Lahar Goy, since you have two eight, everything that I said about Tlaini and Bagel, everything I said about myself is not believed. Because I'm the Baldover about myself, and you only have the other eight Echad. So the Echad is no good to give me Misa, but on him we have two eight. So we accept the whole story. A footnote in the story of the testimony was that I was also involved in Beratzen, and there was Hasra. There was all in the footnotes there. There was Hasra too. So Beta HaShayla knew to say in the first case, Migid in the hand of the whole guy, Nehemah Vargas Atzmai. So why that the Gemara never raised that possibility? That the Gemara knew for sure. But why shouldn't you say that? So the answer is no, that we know on our own, that there are two demons. Gets an Oynish Misa based on his own Havdalah. Not only because he's postulated about himself. I'm postulated about myself, that's in this Havdalah. But in the Havdalah about him, I was just a footnote. I was just part of the Bedikus. A detail there. So that's the Bez and does accept. So why don't they give me Misa, Miga to the hand of the Harvah, since they do accept the Havdalah? The hand of the Harvah accepts. Ever gets an Oynish Misa based on his own Havdalah. Not only because he's postulated about himself. I'm postulated about myself, that's in this Havdalah. But in the Havdalah about him, I was just a footnote. I was just part of the Bedikus. A detail there. So that's the Bezin does accept. So why don't they give me Misa, Miga to the hand of the Harga, since they do accept the Havdalah? The hand of the Harga accepted and give me. The answer is there must be another Pasuk somewhere or another that indicates there's a new halacha of Ein Adam Eitzim Atzmei Rosh, separate from the halacha of Adam Karvei Salat. Adam Karvei Salat means I'm postulated about myself. So that Haggadah they don't accept. Well, why don't they give me an Oynish Misa based on this? So that's a separate Pasuk. Where's the separate Pasuk? Where is there a drasha from a Pasuk that says Ein Adam Eitzim Atzmei Rosh? So the Pashtun says that famous Pasuk. That Pasuk in last week's Sedra, no? It says, Asher Yashir and other king, Yishalem Shnaim Nereyeh. So the Gemara says, Pratlam Ashiya es Atzmo. Asher Yashir and Elohim, Bezin. Only at Bezin Paskins, it's based on Edom. And the Gemara has a drasha, Pratlam Ashiya es Atzmo. It says, Mamish, the same words, Ein Odom Eitzim, Atzmei Rosha, is the drasha's Chazal. It's not a Pasuk, but it's the comment that Chazal made on that Pasuk of Ein Odom Eitzim, Atzmei Rosha. A person can never be believed by hook or by crook any. Even though he's kosher, you know, let's say Hadar's Baldin Kimei Eidendom. I admit that I owe you the money. I admit that I owe the money. So Hadar's Baldin says, well, no, but if it's going to turn out that I'm paying the money keiko, knas means for an Aveira, so that's the pasuk, Pratla Mashiach Atzmo. You can't pay knas unless it has been established that you did an Aveira. That's the pasuk, Ein on Emes Matzmo Rosha. However, you'll be Mekabalatus from me, it's going to work. However, you'll become, the Allah says, you can never give me an oinish to make me pay keiko, knas, but to give me an oinish, Nisa Malchus is based on my own testimony. Even the Bezdin did accept it. Here, they accepted the part of the story, they accepted the story about Ploini, and the fact that I was in Nishkav, Ploini, I was in Nishkav, and it was Barutzen, it was Hasra, the Adam, and everything, that's all been accepted. It's on the books. They didn't throw any of that out. I'm not the Baldover in that part. He's the Baldover. I'm a footnote. Even though they accepted it, they can't give me an Irish. That's a separate halacha. Avein on the Meis Matzmi Rosh. The Nedi Gemara had a Shaila. Wait a minute. That pasuk Avein on the Meis Matzmi Rosh is only about by the Baldover himself. What about by other correct? What about by Yishtoi? What about by Yishtoi? So the Gemara says, Ma'u detem oran karvei kolat ma'aminam. That halacha on the fourth line on Yudam and Aleph. Maybe that halacha is separate. There is a kosu of the Ein or the Meis Matzmi Rosh is only Eitel Atzma. Eitel Ishtoi, Lo Yaminon. I shouldn't say there's such a din. So what should I say? Migin the Mehem Eloharga, Mehem Eloharga, what does it mean? The Hakadah that I said that my wife is totally thrown out. I'm a Karev, I've outrought him Karev Eitel Ishtoi. They don't accept that Hakadah. But the Hakadah that I said I'm plainly is accepted. And as a footnote, they asked me, by the way, Ploini was Baal Eish HaSishud, the Eish HaSish, do you know who it is? I said, yes, my wife. And was it Baal Eish HaSish? Yeah, it was Baratzen. And we gave Hasdra and everything. So the Bezin accepts the whole story because that's footnote. You don't say, how can I testify I'm a Karev to the wife? The wife is not the Baldover there. In the separate Haggadah that I made about my wife, she's the Baldover. But when I made about Ploini, my wife is just the Deacon, is just Rishon HaHakir over there. She's not the Baldover, so the Bezin accepts the whole story that the wife was Mazana Baratzen. So I would have said, Rashi and Taisus and the Raman, they all are. Rav HaRishonim say, I would have said, Niga the Mehem and the Hargoy, Mehem and the Hargoy. I should have said that since the Bezin accepts the whole Haggadah, say this on the Ploini, so they should accept also the footnotes, the rest, everything is accepted, so they should give an Einish Misa to the wife. So Kamash Malar Rava that you don't. Why not? Saka, why not? That Tosik of Eidan HaMais Matzmi Rosh is only by Atma? How do you know that it even applies to Kroivim? So that's what Rabbi Hanan says, look in the Gemara later. The Mishnah later on, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, when the Mishnah discusses this an important sugya to know, Allah Almighty, which relatives are kashulated, which relatives are postulated. Elayim HaKroivim, this is a whole discussion. It's not an important sugya, Allah Almighty. How do you know which Kroivim are kosher, which Kroivim are postulated? So if we go through the whole Mishnah, the Gemara comments, Minuhani Mili, how did the Tanoim know that there's such a din, that the Kroivim are psulim leidis, the Gemara the Tana Rabbanon, it says in Ebraise, the last 20 lines on Daf Tav Zayin of it. The Tana Rabbanon says in Ebraise, the Pasuk says, Liyum Salvas Albanim, Abanim Liyum Salvas, Ish Bechetu Yimos. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra means a different thing. Pshuta Shal Mikra means that you can't give a punishment to the father because the son did an Aveir, and you can't punish the child because the father did an Aveir. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra. But in addition to the Pshuta Shal Mikra, the Tanoim had an additional level of interpretation that Lo Yimso Avos, the Eidus Bonim, Lo Yimso Bonim, the Eidus Avos. So the Gemara says, all right, that only tells you that if the father testifies for or against the son, or a son testifies for or against the father, then I believe. What if the father and the son together testify about a stranger? That he is Chayim Misa, that he's not Chayim Misa, he's Chayim Mom, he's not Chayim Mom, whatever. Where do you know that that's no good? Maybe the Pasuk only says, a person testifying for or against a relative, how do you know two Kroivim together is also no good? How do you know that the two Kroivim cannot testify together? That's the Gemara Shaila on the top of Tovchet. What does the Gemara say? On the fourth line, Ashkechan Banim Lahadadi. We have derived from the psukim that a person cannot testify for or against a relative. Father, a son, a brother, a cousin, whatever, however far you go, whatever you hold, however far the grave you go. So Ashkechan, Banim Lahadadi, a relative cannot testify for or against another relative. How do you know Banim La'alma minom? On the fifth line, from the top of Kof Tesemanah. How do you know that two brothers together, or two cousins together are postulated? They're not made about a relative, they're made on a stranger. How do you know that two kreidim are not good? Dog, the Gemara, Omer, Ami Bach Omer, Svaruhu. It has to be so. Kidatanya, we have a din. Ein hu'edim nasim zeminim achi yodom u'shneim. You only give the oynish of kasha zomam if you mazin both of the, let's say a pair of witnesses came. Okay? You only give the punishment of kasha zomam if you mazin both of them. If you mazin only one, he doesn't get kasha zomam. So let's say two brothers will come and testify that Reuben harges ha'nefesh. Then we'll be mazin Reuben and Shimon. Then we'll be mazin Reuben. Turns out he wasn't even there. So we don't give him kasha zomam achi yodom u'shneim. Then someone will come and be mazin Shimon, so both Reuben and Shimon were both Reuben. So now they deserve to get Kasha Zomah. So the Gemara says, but just a minute. Doesn't it come out that Reuben is getting an Einish Misa because of his brother Shimon's Eidus? How can we give? So you can't give Reuben Misa because of Shimon's Eidus. Reuben and Shimon are not testifying for each other. They're testifying about Yehuda. They're testifying about a stranger. But if you'll be mazim only Reuven, he won't get kasha zom. He'll only get kasha zom if you're also mazim Shimon. So it comes out very indirectly, very, very indirectly, that Reuven is getting misa because of Shimon's aid. So you can't do that. A brother is getting an einish misa because his brother gave aid. Not the brother gave aid, it's for or against him. Brother gave aid on Yehuda, and Gansan a stranger. But it comes out, that's what Rabbi Bachama says. It must be a shlaga. It must be a shlaga. But that's what Gemara's having me. Amar Bar Mechamba, Svaru Hukidatan, Eilein, Nazim Zemachi Zamushneya. These are Gedaitach. And if you're going to think, Banav Le'almok, Sheirim, the two brothers can testify together about a stranger, it'll turn out Nimsa, if you'll be Mazin only one, he won't get Kasha Zom. If you'll be Mazin my brother, then I get Kasha Zom because of my brother's Haggadah Seirus. Nimsa, Eid Zanim Neherak, Be'edus Ochim. That's what Rami Bacham says. So the Gemara frags up, the Gemara Amalei Rav, the Rav argues, how can it be? It's against the Mishnah Balabasa that you have a case like that. You have a case like that. That a person has a Cheskes Habatim, he was living in someone else's home for 3 consecutive years, but you don't have the same neighbors who were there. So 1 year there was one neighbor who lived there for all 10 years. One neighbor lived there forever. And then 1 year there was a different neighbor, next year a different neighbor, next year a third neighbor. So this man who was there for all 10 years, the Yerma Boyd, who lived in the building forever, so he can testify on the first year together with one neighbor, and the second year together with the other neighbor, and so on. So the Gemara says, even if the 3 people who testify in the first year, the second year, the third year, are all 3 brothers, there's no problem. Because it's Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Reuben is testifying with Yehuda, and Shimon is testifying with Yehuda, and Levi is testifying with Yehuda. They're not testifying with each other, so there's no problem of Kareim. Even though the Mishnah says, if you'll be mazin all 3 of them, then they'll pay kasha zama. You have to be mazin all the 3 Eidim with the 4th Eid. You have to be mazin all 4 of the Eidim in order to give kasha zama. So the Gemara asks, if Rami Bachama is right, that that's called a brother getting a kasha zama because of his brother's testimony, so it's against the Mishnah in Bava Basra. So you see that Rabbi Bacham is wrong. Why is he wrong? How does the Gemara say, Ella, what's the answer? Hazama mi'alma tosi. That's not called that a brother is getting an einish misa because of his brother's haggadah seiris. That's from Gansan Ananda Maise. He said haggadah seiris about Yehuda. He didn't say a word about his brother. He didn't say for or against. He said this. He was huzam, it's a Gansan Ananda Maise. So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. How do you know self? How do you know they didn't two brothers or two cousins? No, the Gemara is a different Malka. So Rabbi Chanan says, but you see from the Gemara, from Rabbi Bacham, is Havamina, you see that he held that there's a second din. That not only is there a din that Kroivim, La Yumsa Ovis Albanim, the Aedus Banim, Banim Limsa Alavis, the Aedus Ovis, that a person cannot testify for or against a relative, the Gemara held there's another din. You cannot give me an Einish Misa based on testimony of my relative, even though my relative isn't testifying about it, he's testifying about a different guy. You cannot give me an Einish based on Eidus of a relative. So that, the Gemara says, That's not an oinish based on their relatives. That they were mazim hazom on the yalmikos. But what about over here in this case? What about I say ploini bo al ishti? Ploini bo al ishti. So on the ishti, I'm not believed. So that whole eidus on ishti they throw out. It doesn't affect the other eidus. That's not eidus about the mitzvah of food. That's a separate eidus. This is separate. One big hagadah because they're linked together. He did the aver with her. She did the aver with him. It's one big hagadah, but it's two different eidus. So it's not, you don't have the problem of Eidus Shabbat from itself. We say, no, Pagina Dibura. This Eidus is accepted, this Eidus is not accepted. This Eidus is accepted with all the footnotes. And one of the footnotes, packed full of footnotes. One of the footnotes is that his wife was the Eishes Ish, who was Mazana Beratzin with Hasra and the whole work. So the Gemara says, why not say, Migad Mehemen Lahargoi, Leploy Mehemen, the Bezin accepted the Haggadah, and Mehemen Lahargoi Leishtoi. So accept, give the wife, Eidus Misha, we did accept the Eidus, we give it. So the Gemara says, no, there's a new aloha, Kamash Malon, you say Pagina Dibur there too. What does it mean? There's a new aloha like Rabbi Hanna shows from Rabbi. Not only is there a aloha, a person cannot testify for or against his wife, the wife cannot get an oinish based on any testimony that her husband said, even though the testimony was about plaining. And she only got in there on the footnote. She got the honorable mention in the footnote that she was the one who was mizana with in the Hasroa and the Ratzin and the whole work. She was only a footnote, but still, the eidus wasn't established, so it's going to come out that the wife is going to get an oinish, or the sister, whatever the case is, the sister's case, all the cases. It's going to come out that the Bezin is going to give a psak and a person based on a haggadah of a relative, so that's another halacha that it doesn't work. That's Taka learned that from the Pasuk of Liyum Su Ovis Albonim, Ubonim Liyum Su Albonim. If it's indirectly like Hazama, the Gemara says Hazama mi Almakosi. So Rabbi Bachama's Svara is not accepted. Rabbi Bachama thought Svara who, the Gemara rejects it on the Afkav Ches, because Hazama mi Almakosi. This is not Hazama mi Almakosi. This is Achmamish. He said, Plani was born, Plani was Mazana with an Eshetish. And they say, who was Eshetish? It's up to his wife. And was it Beratzen? It's up to, yeah, Beratzen, with Hasra. So it's direct Haggadah on his wife, but he smuggled in the Haggadah in such a way that it was accepted. Because he said it in the context of Risha v'Hakir and Bedikas on the Plani, not on Ishta. Haggadah on Ishta is not accepted. So that's what the Gemara said. I would have thought, Migad the Mehem of the Horga, Mehem of the Horga. Kamashman, you don't say it, because there's Taka Shepherd Aloche. Not only a Kraven Psulim Ladis, there's another Aloche. A person can never get an Einish Misa based on any Aedis that his Karev said. That's Liam Saldis Alpi Bonim, even though the Agoda wasn't directed. But by the case of Behemto, when he says, Plaini Boal Behemti, so the Aedis on Behemto is Taka again, two different Aedoyas, but it's one big Agoda. Plaini did the Aver with Behemti, Behemti did the Aver with Plaini, says one Haggadah, but two different Eidus. So the Eidus on the Behemti, they throw out, they can't accept, because the Pasuk, Asher Yisrof of the Gambol of Yumas, one written next to the other, the Hekish, Kemisa Abar and Kach Nisa Shor, so the Odom is not Neman al Nisa Satsma, so he's not Neman al Nisa Shor. So you throw out that Haggadah, but he is Neman on the Plaini. So should I say, Migu the Mehem and Lahar Goy, the Plaini, Mehem and Lahar Goy the Shor, why Migu? They accepted that Haggadah Seidus, and part of the Haggadah Seidus on Plani, as a footnote, as a bedike, as a chelik of the Jewish Rechakir is, that my shore was the shore that did it. You don't need Hasra, you don't need Mezik, you don't need Hasra. The shore is Chayim. So the Gemara says, that's right. And by shore, you don't say Pagina. Adam Karbeit Alatma, the Adam Karbeit Alamona. What do you mean Adam Karbeit Alamona? The second halacha, that a person can never get an Einish Misa by hook or by crook based on his own Haggadah, or a person can never get an Einish Misa based on any Haggadah that a Korah gave, that only applies to Asmai or to Kreuzen. That doesn't apply to Behemta. Eidonim Korah Mamona Lagabi Dizim. So that's why Rov HaRishonim learned the Maskana Salimora, just to reverse when they rise with them. Nigga the Mehem and Laharga, Mehem and Laharga. So the Behem also gets an Einish Misa. What? The Bailam is a separate din of Ein Anam Eis Matzmei Rosh. A person can never get an Oinish based on his own Haggadah. That's that point. Then the Gemara wasn't even sure whether it applies to Kroidim. So the Gemara says, yeah, it even applies to Ishtar and to all the Kroidim based on the wording of the Pasuk and Daf Kav Zayin Tav Ches. Layimsu Ovois Al Bonim. Bonim Layimsu Al Ovois. Not only if the Kerevim testified directly on the Korah, even though he's really staying at this, somehow it was smuggled in. The Haggadah Seidus was accepted on a Korah. It was accepted. It was accepted at Torah Kedushah Hakira on a different story where he's not a Korah. He was testifying about Pliny. And then as a chelik of the Bedikas, as the Drish of the Hakiri, he smuggled in that his Korah was... So there you also have the pasuk, lo yum sovis albonim, even if it's a little bit indirect. If it's too indirect, like hazom ami al mekosi, that's not included. But this a little bit indirect is included. But on the Behemah, you have no pasuk like that. Behemah, there's no pasuk. So like that, it's then bigger than the Hemel HaHargam. The Hemel HaHargam, that's Rabbi Hanan, the Bira in the Gemara. That's how Rov HaRishenim learned the Gemara. Only the writer learns everything from Tzvakeh. The rabbi learned from the Maskana that since the Shor doesn't get the Yonish Mitzvah, so the Pliny is also off the hook. We say, Batul Mikzas or Batul Tullah, Pliny is also off. And Rabbi Rishayim say, Faket, since the Pliny does, Nigga then Hamad Laharga, and Hamad Laharga, the Shor also gets the Yonish Mitzvah. That is the Gemara.
In
the
case of
Rodina,
where the person said he did
Rodina,
and then the Rabbi said, well, the person now comes before the Rabbi, joins up with the other end and says, thank you for your sister, you're welcome to get
Nisa. Before the Hagadim, we have one Kasher Eid. There's one Kasher Eid with me.
Right.
And we both say, Pliny, Rabbi, Oisei, Lirisaini.
Now the
Kasher Eid
hooks up with the other guy. And he says, so you do with the other guy? Yeah, with who? This guy. So the other guy.
Who joins up?
Who,
the third person with me? I said Pliny. I said he and I both testified that he was Rabbi Oisi.
Now,
Ruben,
we've got to put names. Pliny joined here.
Pliny just became Pasalaidus.
Only
after
the Margit.
You need a Gemar Din to make him Chayiv Nisa. I don't know, you need a Gemar Din to make him Pasal Eidus. The Mekabel Eidus said he did a Mishkav Behemah. Mishkav Zachar, said he did Mishkav Zachar. The assumption is...
I don't know anything about it.
No, you don't need a Gemar Din. If the Mekabel Eidus, that's the you need a Gemar Din to make a Chayiv Nisa, but you don't need a Gemar Din to make a Pasal Eidus. They listen to the story and they discuss it and they say, okay, looks like they did the Aveir. That is the Gemara. You don't need anything more than that. You just have to be Mevar the fact. So the Mevar is the plane is supposed to lay. Just like the Tesefta and Daf Lama, the Tesefta and Maisa Shem. Didi Mammon is, Dabba Shabbi Erba has learned that Dabba Dabba from Mammon. So Mammon Gufa, the Tesefta says, even though Eid Echad is not believed, but if an Echad has control over the situation, he could bring about the result that he says is true. He can dig up the money himself, it's Basada, it's not Babai. He can go to the Soda, dig up the money, and give it to Yanko. So therefore he's believed, even though he doesn't want to bother to do it. And Eid Echad is believed to say Eidus, and Mamanus if it's Biyot. It's like a Nemanus of Bailam. New Nemanus of Bailam. No, Eidach and then we assume Kenegar HaZok is not believed, but if it's Biyot, it's not called Kenegar HaZok, because HaZok doesn't contradict me. I'm holding the HaZok in my hand, I can crumble the whole HaZok. I could have shechted the banks, even though now it's no longer Biyot. As long as it was once Biyot, you can't call that HaZok as contradicting the Eidach. But here it's not a word. Here is not that word of biyodai. Not that the biyodai takes off the kenegar hazak and you revert back to the din of Eidechad and Mitzvah. Here Eidechad is no good. Here by Dabba Shabbi Erba, by Mamanus, Eidechad is not believed. So the din is you need to end. So here it's a new din. Biyodai is a bailam. Biyodai is a new koyach of Naman. The new parsha of Naman is of biyodai. I don't know. That's a good question. But like he points out, it's along the lines, it's a little bit similar to the din of Apeshos Apeshit. Apeshos Apeshit is also like that. I say, a woman comes into town, we don't know who in the world she is, as far as we're concerned, she was single when she was born, 30 years ago, so she's still single, we don't know, she's becheskas penuya. Then she says, Nis kadashti, eishis isho yisi, so shavi hanaf shechatichid yisui bizufar, and then she says, Nis kadashti, binis garashti, So we said, Pesha Asar, Hua Pesha Yitzhi. Why? She was the one who created the whole case against her. So she's like a Bailim to be believed, to say, Nizgarashti, to solve the problem. Otherwise he should say, Shavi Anafshi Chatecha Disuriz L'chumrit. How is she believed to say Nizgarashti? So the answer is, that's HaPesha Asar, HaPesha Yitzhi. She's like a Bailim over this issue. Because the whole source of information is from her. That something similar, that he says, something similar to this din over here of biyodah. Whenever it's biyodah to bring about the results, then he has an emunah, like by the Shev Shmaik, he quotes it a little bit like that, but not exactly. He quotes from a Rosh and Gittin that it's biyodah and emunah of by. Yeah, that's a new
mnemonic.
Yeah, right. But we see that the dinam are different. By the other, by a lesser than the But one book he can't say Pagina Dibura.
Why is book more important? Why is book Makala?
Book makes it that if it's a trade group, then it's two different Eidoyas. It's an Eidus on Ploy and an Eidus on Me. An Eidus on Ploy and an Eidus on Lishti.
But it's not worse than when he gave the gift. When I gave the gift.
When he gave the gift, that's all one Eidus. That's all one Eidus. No, with whom he was Mazana, it can be, it's Bidikis, it's Risha Bahakira, that story. But there's one story I'm playing, one story I'm playing. Yeah, okay. So therefore? No, but he's not, we can't accept that part. We can't accept the part. It's not the other in the Mafreya. He's not the leader of Mafreya. So that's the Gemara Shaila. He said a whole lot of other sages. Part of it absolutely cannot be accepted because it's not the other. It said, that's an Amadav Shabiyanga. So the Gemara Shaila, maybe I should say, Eidah Shabbat Mitzah, Shabbat Lukum. No, here it's two different Eidahs. Here it's an Eidah on Ploine and Eidah on Lishti. Two different Eidahs. So this Eidah is totally not accepted. And that Eidah is totally, yes, accepted. Everything they said. Everything is accepted. Even that I was the Nirvah, their son, the Pastor, everything is accepted there. But here by the Baal Shem Gerashi Fishti Esmo, you cannot accept part of that. So that's Batul Mitzvot Batul Kul. Chad Gufe, you got to say Batul Mitzvot Batul Kul. Or should I say that Batul Mitzvot doesn't apply to Chal because it's not aided? Then Gansan is different amount, so be your day. That's the Gemara Shem. He says now, Gerashi Fishti Hayom. I don't know, good to catch, I don't know. It's always with Mafreya. When he says Gerashti Sishti, means a minute ago. It's also not the other. I don't know. So the Gemara considers that if it's now. The Gemara treats the whole now as if it's one month. I don't know, it's a good time. I don't know.
Two Indian comments said that we have to say when she was again.
Yes, you need Rishav HaKira. That's the shaila that we had in the Rabbeinu Tam. Do you need Rishav HaKira by Yeshua Tisha Dinsa? That was the Taisus Chesam Abeis we discussed last week. The Taisus, the Rabbeinu Tam, is an Adi Yudapas, and you don't need the Rishav HaKira. That will depend on that shaila, whether Adis and the Dovah should be Ervo needs Rishav HaKira.
That's the difference.
No, it doesn't have to say the Rishav HaKira. Okay, so therefore.
It's good that way because you know what it says.
Even if the Zman is not essential, it's still going to be the same. You can't say Pagina Dibura there. Because half of what he said cannot be accepted, and it's all one Eidus. You can't accept anything. But here we accept everything that he said. Lugabi, that person. Lugabi, what me, when I'm the center of attraction, I'm the Baldova, so you can't accept anything what I said, that I'm Chai Misa. But Lugabi, the other one, you accept everything that I said, including that I was the Nirval, the Soni, the Hasra. Accept everything. Then the last two lines in the Tesis, the last two lines Tesis has a famous comment that Rabbi Hanan Rassaman points out. Rabbi Hanan has a famous, in all the yeshivas, it's the over Rabbi Hanan's mind. And Yevamos, Rabbi Hanan wrote a Sefer on Yevamos. And this Sugya of Chagiga Dibur applies, it appears in Yevamos, on Daf Kotei. It's one of the cross references in the Masoret Hashan. So Rabbi Hanan there in Yevamos has a mind where he shows that the only place where there's a machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav is where they say pagina dibura, means the person gave a haggadah seder. We're going to accept part of it. We're not going to accept the other part. So that's a shabbat. Do you say any shabbat from the talk about the pool? Or do you say no? Pagina dibura is an exception to the rule for whatever reason. Whether you all like the rabbit baldover or like the other rishonim treigufi, whatever the hasbar is, the word is that pagina dibura is an exception to the rule of any shabbat from the talk about the pool. But Rav Hanan says there's another totally different topic that's not a contradiction, that's called, he coined the term. Rav Hanan made up his own word. Pagina Nemon. Pagina Nemon is everybody's master. Say for example the following case. A couple is married for many years and the husband has a whole business and all of a sudden the husband disappears. We don't know whether he's alive or dead. Comes an Eid Echad and he says that Neis Baila. So what's the din? So there's a din, Eid Echad is believed. Whatever the husband, Eid Echad is believed to say that the husband is dead, that the wife is allowed to remarry. And what's with the $1 million business that he has in Tel Aviv? What's with that? So do we let the Yorushin take over? Let's say they have no children, he has a brother. We let the brother take over, Eid Echad is believed on Mammon, on $1 million. The Gemara says, no, Ein Moridim Ho'achim Lo'nachmo. You don't let the brothers touch the Yorushin. There's nobody here. So business Mamidim Apotropis until we find out what's going on. Does the wife collect her ksubin? Eid Echad is only bagloit, the takonos chachamim, whatever it is. Eid Echad is only believed to say, made bala, that the wife is allowed to remarry. Is the wife entitled to collect ksubin? So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah. So half of Bisham and Bisil, half of the tanoim say, no, she doesn't collect the ksubin. We haven't proven that the husband is dead with respect to Dina Mamas. We only have established the husband is dead with respect to be matar the aguna. The Eid Echad is only believed to be matar the aguna. The Eid Echad is not believed when he gets to the ksubin. We pass her not so. We pass when she does collect the ksubin. Why? I Eid Echad shouldn't be believed in Dina Mamas. The answer is that's called medrash ksubin. Medrash ksubin means they say for ksubasa nilmat, that we pass them like Beishamai did. Machlokes Shabbos Hilchos, we pass them like Beishamai did. They say for ksubasa nilmat, the way they used to write the text of the ksuba, so we can, like we darshan psukim in Tanakh, so we darshan the ksuba. The Gemara calls it medrash ksuba. We darshan the ksuba, that the chachamim ha-mavegish telt melechatchila, that's how the takaras chachamim was on ksuba, whenever the woman is allowed to remarry by hook or by crook, however it turns out, Eid Echad, if the woman is allowed to remarry, the din is that she's entitled to collect ksuba. That's the yisayid adin of ksuba. Even though you don't have to aid him, you should really need to aid him, you don't need to aid him. When you have ascertained that the woman is allowed to remarry, then Allah says that she collects the ksuba. That's a different part. Why? Really, Eid Echad should not be believed. And in fact, there's a major machlokes harishonim, whether this din of medrash ksuba, that since she's allowed to remarry, then maybe she collects the ksuba, maybe it's only for the manim asayim, maybe it's only that's peanuts, $150. The money must sign the peanuts. What about the Tosefes Ksuba with the Nedunyan? The additional $18,000. What about all that? That's the main amount of money. What about the Tosefes Ksuba and the Nedunyan? The Ike Ksuba is kemat nothing. It's less than $200. What about the Tosefes Ksuba? So that's a machlokes harishonim, where they say medish Ksuba with respect to the Tosefes Ksuba. Tanoi Ksuba, Ksuba Damian is a machlokes harishonim, whether you say Medrash Ksuba also on the Tanoi Ksuba, on the Tosefes Ksuba. The Rabbi Hanan says, that's a Mishnah in Yevamos, that the Eid Echad is believed on Neis Baila as a Mishnah. And the Eid Echad is not believed, Lahurid, Ho'achim, Lanachla, they don't get the Yerusha. And the question whether the woman is entitled to the Ksuba, not entitled to the Ksuba, is all Mishnahis. So he says, the Feirish Pagina Dibur. How can it be a machlokes? Rav discovered America, Pagina Nibur. It's the Hamishna that you say Pagina Nibur. You believe the Aidim Lagabi Heteragunas, you don't believe them Lagabi. So you see that you split. Rav Hanan says, no, it doesn't say Pagina Nibur. That's called Pagina Nemonas. We know the din is, you need two Aidim for the Imamah. for the Yerusha you need to wait, and for Ksuba is also Mamanis, you should have needed to wait, maybe yeah, maybe not. The Heter Agunas, for whatever reason, they definitely believe. So that's a different part. That's called Pagin and Emonis. We believe, we accept the whole story that the Eidechot said with respect to one parsha, with respect to one sif in Shulchan Aruch, with respect to the issue of Lois Tinoch, is the woman permitted to remarry? So we say, yes, she's permitted to remarry. With respect to a different sif in the Chayshim Mishpot, whether Ahach and Yorjim Lenachlo, we don't believe in anything that they said. It's not we accept part of what he said, you don't accept the other yet. We accept everything with respect to one, and you don't accept anything with respect to the other, because you need two kashrutim. That's not what Rava said. Rava said the word Pagina Dibura. Half of what he said cannot be accepted, and nonetheless, the other half is accepted. This is a contradiction, this glaring contradiction to the cloud of Eidish Abakum Mitzos Abakum Kulmo. So that's the fourth of, that's Rava's Chiddush. There's no Mishnah that says that. That's Rava's Chiddush, and Rabbi Yosef didn't believe in it. That's Rava's Chiddush, that there's such a thing as Pagina Dibur. There's a Shanei Malach Chiddush. He says Pagina Nimonis, everybody knows. The common Mekayim is Mishnah. That's the Kitzur, that's what Taisa says on the last two lines. They say the same as Rav Chanan. They quoted a different case. Rav Chanan quoted the Mishnah in Yevamos, and Taisa quotes a more complicated case. Okay. But it's the same story. Pagin and Emonis, everybody's master. That sometimes you have a case, a person says a story, and he's believed only with respect to one issue, he's not believed with respect to the other ramifications of the story. But to say that part of what he said cannot be accepted, and nonetheless we accept the other half of what he said, that's Rabbi's Chiddush of Pagin and Ibura, that's disputed, and that there's no Mishnah. That's the Chiddush, and that's the Machlokes, the Raivin, and all the other Rishonim. What is it based on? What's the Hesbon of Din of Pagin and Ibura? Why isn't it a contradiction to the Din of Avedish Abbas and Mikdos Abbas Lukul? This is the famous Sugya Pagin and Ibura. Yeah. On this sugya, there's a little tesis. It's really a side topic. It's not crucial to the sugya, but it's an important topic. The little tesis, not so little, on Testament Day, Liritzono Rosho, on that Testament Day. The tesis discusses the din. Is it taka true that one who practices Mishkav Zohar becomes Pasul Eidus or not? What's the din? So they go on such a discussion. So in the middle of their discussion, okay, it's an important topic. We're not going to go through the whole thing. So part of their discussion, they're commenting on a Gemara in Makif, on the Abov and the Aleph, and the third white line. We're familiar with that Gemara. We already spoke about it more than once, in the last month and a half, that the Gemara there spoke about the din of Nimtza Echad Min Eidim Karva Pasul. If you have a kach, you have a group of three or more witnesses, and one of them is postulators, so not only can you not accept this testimony, you cannot even accept the testimony of the other. So the Gemara originally asked the Kasha, so how can you ever give any murderer an Oynish Misa, Horeg Yatsa? The murderer was watching when he did the act of murder. He's postulators about himself. So it should be Karva Pasul. Elameyata Ravea Yatsa, anyone who does Mishkan Zachar, so he himself is postulators. So since Echad Min Eidim Karva Pasul, so you can never give anybody any Oynish Misa if you go with such a din, if you open such a din of Karva Pasul. So the Gemara answers, the Mekayim Zavah Kasim Adav, whatever that means. The Taisa said it means you need an Eidah Meir, that's only Eidah Roya, Eidah Meir doesn't apply. And the Raivid in Rashi said, no, it means Baldova. Baldova is not called an Eid, so it's not called Echad Min Eidim. Bechlam not called an Eid. So in that Gemara, the Gemara first asked one set of questions, then they asked the second set of questions. First the Gemara asked, El or Meyata, how can any murderer get an Einish Mishnah? Horuk Yatsu. The victim who was murdered, when I go and I shoot him to death, so he's watching when I shoot him, so he's one of the three Eidim. There are two Eidim watching, and the Horuk and the Horuk. So the Horuk was watching, so he's postulated, obviously he's postulated against me. So why don't say Horeg Yatsa? So the Gemara says, I shot him in the back of the head. The only time that the Ratzeh will get Misa is I showed him in the back and he wasn't watching and he doesn't know who did it. Then the Gemara asks, Nirva Yatsil, how can you ever give Misa to the Raveya by Mishkav Zohar? The Nirva should always be a Karva Pasul. So the Gemara says, Rava Me'achuruf, he didn't know who did it. He wasn't watching, he didn't see who did it. Then the next set of kashas, he can't answer that. What about Horeg Atzma Yatsil? What about Rav Yatsma? The Gemara finally gave the answer, the Mekayim Adav HaKasim Adav, whatever that answer is. Fine. So when the Gemara first asked the question, Horug Yatsil, how do they know that premise, that the Horug is postulated? When I shoot you to death, why are you postulated against me? Who says you postulated? Or when the Gemara said Nirva Yatsu, why is the Nirva postulated against the Rebbeim? So that's what Tosfos has a whole, that's an important topic in this place. So they give a few suggestions. So they give one suggestion, Horav Yatzil, I shot him once and I made him a trefer, and he's still alive. Then I shoot him a second time and I finally kill him. So at the time that I give him the second shot, he's a trefer. And a trefer is an Eidah Shiat Yochel Adim. So Gemara later. Hey, the trefer is an Eidah Shiat Yochel Adim. Okay, that's one shot. Then they give another shot, I'm about to shoot him to death, and then I really pull the trigger, I kill him. Obviously, he hates me to death. It's the Hasene. Hasene is possible. Another shot. Then he gives another shot. Then Tosfos says, maybe the Nirva is also Hasene. I was reveying a guy, Bal Korchoi. Hasene. Tosfos discusses. So here there's a problem. The Marshal and the Marshal, really. There's a problem. There's a Mishnah later. It's that same Mishnah that we just saw. Here, on Chob Zayin on the base, the Mishnah Eilein Akroi, the Mitzvah, which relatives, cousins, and in-laws, who's postulated, so the last four lines, the last three lines, Ha'ohei V'hashtoinei, apostolated. If they like each other, very close friends, or they dislike each other, Ohei, what's it, how much of an Ohei? Zeh Shishbino. His best friend, best man at the wedding, Shishbino. Shishbino, Koshal Adiba Yimishloshi Yaman Be'eva. He hasn't given him Shalom in 3 days. He sees him, and if he didn't see him, he didn't see him. He sees him every day, and he doesn't give him Shalom 3 days in a row. That's called the thing. That's Rabbi Yudah Shiva. Rabbi Yudah speaking. Rabbi Yudah, amen, the Tana Rabbi Yudah. Then it says, Omru Loi, the Chachamim disagreed. L'Nesha B'Yisrael Al-Kach. You can't pass the latest a person based on Oye B'Soyne. We're not Koshim. An Oye B'Soyne is Tosel Lodum Dos Yeh. Because a dying has to have a Hachro. So we're afraid that he may, without even realizing it, he may have an Atiyas Adas for or against the Baldin. So let's say you have a dentarist and the balabas picks his rabbi. So if I state from the rabbi is going to be in favor of his balabas, he's the president of the shul, he signs his check. So that's not right. How can the rabbi be? He does an oyv or a sinai. Either the rabbi hates him or he loves him, whatever. He's not going to be neutral. So to be a dayan, an oyv is to be a dayan, that all the tanaim agree that you're not allowed to be a dayan. He's going to happen to see us on that, even without even realizing. But what about to tell the facts and tell the truth? So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Yudah. Lo nechshe di Yisrael al-kach. Not Choshe, the person is going to lie just because of the Oyev and Soyna. So that's what they ask over here on Tosfos. What Tosfos give? They give four pshatim. Why is the horror? Well, I'm about to kill you and you're watching, so why are you postulating against me? The one pshat was Soyna. It was past Soyna, but we passed him that a Soyna is Koshelaitis. So some interpret that the Gemara Makis meant I'll leave it to Rav Yudah. There is one Tana hold possible. And others say no. Even Aliba the Chachamim, the Machloikis only is, I didn't give you Shalom 3 days in a row, but what if I shot you to death? That's a different degree of sin. You hate me a little more. And Oye Shushbina, the best man at the wedding. Best man at the wedding, the next year they're not so close. But what is Mamish's Chavrusa? They're really, really friendly. Mamish, buddy, buddy. He lent them the money to take out the girl and he consulted with him about the shidduch, and he bought him a suit for the wedding, and he fixed his tie, and he bought him a hat. Mamish is best friend. So maybe Oyev Gom or Seine Gom, maybe that's postulated. So the Ketzoyis and Chosh Mishpat quotes this, that based on this basis, there are some Achreinim who say, quote the Knesset HaGdei, like early Achreinim, who say that by the Chassaneh, the Chassan should not pick his best friend to be, he shouldn't pick his best enemy. And his biggest enemies, and he shouldn't pick. Tosfos talk about Seine Gomer. They don't talk about Seine Gomer. Chassan is not going to pick Seine Gomer. But what about Oyev Gomer? So they say that just like Tosfos seems to say that if Seine Gomer, a real Seine Gomer, is postulated, even on Libet Halacha, that we pass them like the Chachamim. But Nechshad Yisrael Al-Kach, but if he's a real Seine Gomer, he is postulated. So Oyev Gomer is also postulated. So they say a Chassan shouldn't pick his very best friend to be one of the 80 Kiddushin, should pick an acquaintance, or the Mechutanim should pick 80. They shouldn't be such close friends of the Chassan. That's what the Ketzoyis point. No, Hilchus Eidus. In Hilchus Eidus, the Ketzoyis Achashon, Achashon Mishpat has it, on this Simon. When Nechshad Yisrael Al-Kach, Avod, and Moshe Mishpo, clear. Dinah on the Gimel Sifala, so the Tosfos quotes his Tosfos, that based on his Tosfos, as Tiny Gomer is possible, and Avram is also possible, he says the Chosra should not pick his very best friend. He should pick someone who's an acquaintance who knows him. Then on the last line in Tosfos, it's a little late, maybe next week we'll study this, on the last line in Tosfos, the Yesh Mefarshim is the last two lines. Yesh Mefarshim, and then Tosfos quotes a Gemara, Lekamon Daf Nun Dalet, so there's a famous piece here from Rav Elbel Soloveitchik, very sharp comment that he has. So maybe Blinetta next week will start from that comment, and the very last line in this piece. It's in the Marshal and the Marshal, they have a comment on the last line in Tosfos. And then there's a chinuch and a minchas chinuch on this, and Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has a charifis on this. And maybe next week we'll start with that, and then we'll continue with Makis B'Shloisha and Daf Yudam and Aleph, and continue in the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah has an interesting comment on the pasuk in today's Sedrit. The din is that to make a Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos purposes, you have to have mechisis that attends Tochim Tor. So the Gemara says, how do you know this halacha that mechitzas has to be 10 tefachim tor? So the Gemara finally says that shiurim chatzitzin and mechitzin is halacha l'moshe nitzina. Maybe it's halacha l'moshe nitzina, all the shiurim, the shiur for the mechitzin, could be also there it's halacha l'moshe nitzina. But before the Gemara comes to that conclusion, that it could be there it's halacha l'moshe nitzina, first the Gemara wants to learn it out, according to some tanoim from the pasuk in today's sedra. It says in the Chumash, the measurements for the Mishkan and the measurements for the Klei HaMishkan. Everything is measured in terms of Amos. 10 Amos tall, the Kroshma 10 Amos tall, and the Yiriyas, how many Amos everything is. And then it says how tall the Kelim are. So the Gemara has, there's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the end of Menachos, the Mishnah in the end of Menachos, regarding the Amashal Binyan as opposed to the Amashal Kelim. An Amma, usually we assume, is 6 tefachim, is an Amma. Go like this with the thumb on top. The next tefach, 6 tefachim, one on top of the other, that's an Amma. So that's an Amma shel binyan. What about an Amma shel kelim? Amma shel kelim is also 6 tefachim, or maybe it's 5 tefachim. So that's the machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Meir, in the Mishnah, the end of Menachos, towards the end of Menachos, one of the latter tefachim. So the Gemara says here, in the beginning of the Sukkah, if one should assume that both Amashal Binyan and Amashal Kelim is an Amma Bat, she should talk him, 6 talk him. So what was the story with the Oren? The Oren was Amma Bachetzi Orkoi. How big, how tall is it? Amma Sain?
One and a half.
2.5 tall. Amma v'cheitzi yorka, amma v'cheitzi rochba, v'amma sain v'cheitzi koi mosse.
No, amma
v'cheitzi yorka, amma v'cheitzi rochba, v'amma sain yorka, 2.5 long, 1.5 wide, v'amma v'cheitzi koi mosse, an amma and a half tall. So the Gemara says, how much is an amma and a half? So according to one time, an amma is 6 tochim, and a half is going to be 3, is 9. And then on top of the Orem was sitting the Kaporis. The Kaporis was the lid. So the lid was the same size. Amma v'cheitzi yorka v'amma. How wide was it? Amma sain v'cheitzi yorka v'amma v'cheitzi rochba. How tall was the lid? How tall was the Kaporis? How thick was it? So the Gemara said they figured it out that it was one tefach tall. Why? Because the pasuk says in one place al pnei haKaporis. So the Gemara says we have a tradition that ein panim chusim mitefach. Pnei haKaporis means it has to have a certain thickness, it has to have a minimum of a tefach. So the mele, the Oren itself, was 9 tefachim tall, and the Kaporis was 1 tefach thick, so that makes the top of the Oren was 10 tefachim tall. So Mayim Shmita Eitzah Asinah, what does it got to do with the Mechitzis for Shabbos? Mechitzis for Sukkah. So the Gemara says, we don't talk like this Tanah, but according to this Tanah holds that Amashal Kelim was the same as Amashal Binyan, so that was Amma V'cheitzi Kamasa was 6 and 3.